Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Financial Survival. I'm here. I'm Melody Cederstrom, and I'm here with my co-host, Alfred Addisk, to bring you opinion and commentary on today's economic and political events. Wendy Wilson will be joining us this afternoon for the first segment of the program this Thursday afternoon, May 23rd, 2013. But first, let's do a market update. A little bit better today in the gold prices. We have gold up $23 today at $1,393. Silver was up 39 cents today at $22.76. Platinum was down $5 at $1,467. And palladium was also down 8 at $741. The USDX today was trading weaker today, down 0.54 at $83.73. Crude oil trading up just a couple pennies today at $94.36. The world markets took a hit overnight. The Nikkei, Japan's market, was down basically about 9.3% from the top. It started open, and just like what we did the other day, it started higher and reversed itself to the downside. And so they were down. The European markets were all down, along with most of the Asian countries. So world markets had a bad day. The Dow didn't have as bad of a day. It was down 12 points today at 15,290. The NASDAQ was down 4 points at 34.59. The S&P down 5 at 1,650. And the 10-year yield, that's back up above 2 at 2.02. You'd have to think that the world markets are probably a little irritated. Theirs fall 10%, and the U.S. Markets are just down fractionally. But crazy world in which we live, Al.
Well, they're just getting a little bit, you say they're getting a little bit irritated. I guess they're getting a little bit cranky. We'll see what happens. But we really do, the world is, I've used the analogy a bunch of times, it's like that Memorex glass. They get this, the sound comes off the Memorex, live or Memorex, and the sound comes in and the glass begins to tremble and shake and and eventually it snaps and shatters. We are living at a time when the global economy and a lot of things are vibrating like that Memorex glass, and we're wondering whether we are going to see it suddenly shatter, or will we skate around this one way or another. But we are certainly close to dangerous moments, and we'll talk more about that as we get into the program and just show you the evidence that you can see and sense around you that events are accelerating. And we are coming to a moment when all of a sudden the stuff is going to hit the fan. and maybe not so long from now. But I think first we're going to get to Wendy Wilson from Apothecary Herbs. And Wendy, are you there?
I'm here, Al. How are you doing?
Just fine.
Hi, Wendy.
Hi, Melody. How are you doing, girl?
Fine, thanks.
Awesome.
All right. I've got a couple of questions here, and to get your take on these. For example, I've got an article here that says chemtrail flu. Have you had it yet? You're sick, your nose is stuffy, your body aches, you're sweaty, coffee, sneezing, and you don't have enough energy to get out of bed. It's not the flu, it's a conspiracy, according to Dr. Len Horowitz. His opinion is not based on conspiracy theory, but on conspiracy fact. And he's alleging that chemtrails are actually causing some physical disabilities in people and apparent disease. Is that something that you... do you subscribe to that belief? Can you support it, refute it, be wary of it? What do you think is behind that?
Well, Al, that's an interesting question. You know, I've heard some interesting points on both sides, but within the last year, I've been talking with a retired specialist with the EPA and some of these other government agencies anyway, she's retired, Teresa Agnier, and she's got some independent lab testing of chemtrail product, apparently. She also has the official chain of custody, or COC, procedure when it comes to lab provide analyses, which I guess is really important if you need a rule of evidence. But her take is, and being, you know, a chemistry expert and working for the government when she used to work for the government, she says that the high mineral content that they're thrown into the atmosphere, if you believe in the chemtrail thing, she says is changing the pH of everything down here on the ground, including our own lungs. So the environment is being changed. The soil chemistry, she feels, is being changed, that, you know, it'll be more environmentally friendly to genetically modified crops and not as friendly to conventional type crops. And she says, and it's changing pH. And of course, when you change pH, chemistry wise, you can be more susceptible of things. So a lot more people, she feels, will have pulmonary illnesses. And she may be right about that, Al, because there's this rhinovirus thing going around. Everybody's got it. I've been talking with people all over the U.S. Everybody has this problem right now. It's this thick, gunky mucus, which they get some sinus pressure and it goes to their chest. And then it takes weeks to get over, especially if you're using antibiotics. So I tell people, tough through it, rest as much as you can, and use your immune-boosting herbs. You will get over it. And sooner than if you took an antibiotic therapy, but you won't be able to work. You'll have to rest, and therefore your body will develop that antibody system towards that, and the next time it comes around, you won't get it. So that's all right. My advice.
I get and what you're saying is that if there are chemtrails, and I think I'm inclined to believe there are. I don't doubt they're doing this. I think it's for climate engineering and one thing and another, but it's hard to say. But what the opinion appears to be that these chemtrails are composed of minerals, but they're not composed of biological components. All right, the article that I was reading from implied, at least, that there may be a biological component to the chemtrails. And what you're saying, no, it's probably just minerals, but these minerals change our pH and make us more susceptible to biological threats that are already in our environment. It weakens our immune system.
Right. Well, reading one of Teresa's reports, and if you want to send me an email, Al, I'll forward her reports to you. But she says there's high amounts of aluminum, barium, calcium, and titanium, pounds per minimum, large amounts. Concentrations are huge. And it is through, the only way they're that large is through a controlled delivery dispersion, or also known as chemtrails, by aircraft. And let's see, some of the other documents she has really get into the chemtrails, government directories and things of that nature regarding environmental. She does draw some conclusions about all this analysis. Heavy metals is a problem. She said it's going to affect the nutrients that we intake through food sources. And, yeah, I tend to agree. I mean, because when I was growing up, I never saw the skies like I do today.
Yeah.
Talking with some customers in Texas who've grown up there, too, said the same thing. Texas used to have these bold blue skies. And
yeah.
And they wake up now to all this cloudiness and haze.
Mm-hmm.
So it is a quandary, and I think you might also be right. It may be two birds, one stone with the chemtrails where, you know, it changes crops as well as controls weather patterns. So it may be a two for one there.
Any chance that this is going to work out well?
No.
Yeah, I understand.
Whenever you try to rewrite God's copyright, you are in trouble.
I understand. This is so profoundly insane. This is like mad scientist stuff. These people ought to be put in a rubber room, for God's sake. They are damaging the topsoil, ultimately.
Right.
If that if the topsoil is, insofar as it's damaged, it diminishes our food supply. It's just insane, insane, insane. Dr. Strangelove, it's like that movie if you've seen it. It reminds me of the same kind of fundamental insanity that in pursuit of money. And one of the other things, we've all heard about disposing of fluoride,
mm-hmm.
a poison that is a side effect from manufacturing aluminum. And they decided that they would get rid of this poisonous side effect isn't the proper word, but I can't think of the proper word. But it's a compound that's generated in the process of manufacturing aluminum. And they said, why don't we put it in the people's drinking water? Yeah, it's brilliant. And they're,
right.
I wonder,
yeah. Well,
are there
minerals
that are being dispersed in the chemtrails that they're trying to get rid of? Or, I mean, are they using it to any degree like a garbage disposal? Is that part of the problem here? Or it's not garbage disposal. It's just intended to reflect sunlight and or ruin the crops.
I don't think it is I think it's very precise. I think it's very deliberate. Teresa says that the government is in violation of Title 40 of their environmental code on several levels. There's a lot of federal regulations there. And
yep.
There's air programs under that code, water programs, pesticide programs, solid waste, as you were just mentioning, hazardous material programs. Community right to know is also under that title. Standards and guidelines for water and any toxic substance comes under their Control Act. And so they're dumping large amounts, which become toxic. So one of the things that she writes about is the chemtrails is going to affect the nutritional intake because they have higher atomic weights numbers, and they therefore displace nutrients. So, I mean, they say they're worried about world hunger and all this, and we've got to, manufacture, cloned meat and GMO foods and blah, blah, blah. And then they're telling people to eat bugs for more protein, but they're killing the organic stuff.
Yeah,
so it's they're totally insane. Now, actually, if you read the Bible, it says liberals are nuts and they're not going to be in the kingdom of God, by the way. So, and I believe God's word on that.
Well, I believe God's word. In addition to that, there is just a certain amount of common sense.
Yep.
What would persuade anyone in their right mind that they could fundamentally change the system of agriculture that has been existing for several thousand years? Oh, no, we're so smart, we can change the topsoil, and it'll be great, and in the meantime, we're going to make a lot of money. They don't know what they're doing, and they're willing to risk the world to make a buck. The whole thing is just insane.
Right. Well, and as Teresa says, she's talked to a lot of associates in her field across the country, and they say there's foliage that have been indigenous to certain regions that have thrived that are now just dying for no reason.
Yeah.
under all these chemtrails. So, you know, communism, what that communism focuses on is death. That's what that is. Their agenda is death. And so I think they're fulfilling that when they do these things.
I agree. In the name of public health, what they're going to do is kill as many people as possible. It may be that it's not as if they're going to put a gun to their head and pull the trigger, but nevertheless, the idea is to simply shorten life expectancy, wipe out the elderly people that are on Social Security, save the government some money. The whole thing becomes insane. It becomes wicked, diabolical. I don't know. It's just astonishing. You look at it, and it's hard to know what you can even do other than try to protect yourself.
Well, I know. I'm watching this court case in Alaska where this guy, this business owner, found out through the IRS code that withholding is intended only for immigrants and foreign corporations. It's not intended for U.S. citizens. So
is
he
that
quit,
right?
Yeah. So he quit taking withholding from his employees' paychecks and gave them everything they earned. And, of course, the IRS came after him. And so now it's in the court, and he brought up their own code. And so, of course, everything went to a standstill. IRS filed for extension times and actually two 30-day extensions, one after another. So they're trying to figure out, I guess, who they can pay, judge-wise, I suppose, to get out of this problem.
Did you ever hear the name Dick Simkan?
I don't think so. Why?
Dick Simkan owned a little business called Aeroplastics down in Texas, and he was one of the people who stood up and openly opposed withholding. And this goes back probably 10 years ago now. And they took out ads in the newspapers, they referenced the law and the rest of that, and he thought he was going to get away with this. Ultimately, he wound up spending about 10 years in the slammer. He was released. He made another mistake. They put him back in jail and in prison, and he died there. He was really a good man. Good guy, decent guy, tried to do the right thing. But the point I want to make is that withholding is the key to the whole income tax system.
Well, I know
that. He tried to make an attack on withholding, and the Internal Revenue System cannot allow that attack to succeed, because if it does and everybody all has to send their money in on April 15th, guess what? Nobody's got any money. They're going to have to jail 100 million people on April 15th because we have spent it. We live hand to mouth. If the government can't get the money before they hand it to you, they can't get the employer to take out withholding to send to the government, you aren't going to have the money. And I'm speaking to the average person. I'm not just speaking to you, Wendy, but average person. They don't have any money on April 15th. They just say right in and say, well, sorry about that. I bought a new flat screen TV and a car, and gee, I don't have any money to send you guys. The system completely collapses without withholding. So whoever's making this, I really hope you'll send me some information on that when we do the email. I'll send you my email. Send me a link to whoever it is. This is important, whatever he's doing up there. Very much like to see it. How do we get hold of you, Wendy, at powerherbs.com? Powerherbs.com, is that true? Yeah, thepowerherbs.com.
You're right, Ral. That is correct. That is the official website for Apothecary Herbs, thepowerherbs.com. Or if folks can call us toll-free if they want a free product catalog, and that number is 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663, and thepowerherbs.com. That's where we are.
Okay, I don't know that I have your email address, but if you'll send it to Frank, and I'll pick it up, if you can send it to Frank or give it to Frank, the producer, and I'll have it after the program is done, and I'll send you an email shortly after the program's finished. Wendy, thank you very much for being on the program. Always a pleasure talking to you, and it's always surprising. You really do know your stuff. I keep thinking I'm going to ask a question one of these days. You're going to, well, I don't know anything. No, I haven't done that. I haven't been able to do that. You really do. Enjoy always. We'll look forward to talking to you again next Thursday. And Wendy Wilson from the powerherbs.com. I'm Alfred Addis here with Melody Cedarstrom on Financial Survival. We will be back in about 3 minutes. Please stay tuned.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, and Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
American Voice Radio Network is heard on Galaxy 19 at 97 degrees west, transponder 23, frequency 12115, audio PID 2595. AVR is heard on the left side audio channel, and AVR 2 is heard on the right side audio channel. Remember, both AVR and AVR 2 are on Galaxy 19. Same network, double the choices.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, I'm Alfred Addis, here on Financial Survival with Melody Cederstrom. Brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver at 1-800-375-4188. What's next, Melody?
Well, we got a great little Memorial Day special here. We have for $535, and that price also includes shipping. We have an almost uncirculated $5 Liberty, along with a free 1 ounce Confederate silver round. The uncertified $5 Liberty gold coin is almost uncirculated condition. It's a beautiful substitute for gold bullion. It's minted more than a century ago, and they're also limited in supply. And they contain nearly a quarter ounce of pure gold. The silver round is the Confederate round. It's 0.999 fine silver, 1 ounce, and the coin features three of the famous Confederate generals. I don't know if we're going to have any Northerners buy these, but they're beautiful 1 ounce silver, and you're getting a really good deal in the price. They have General Robert E. Lee, General Stonewall Jackson, and also Forrest. So we do have a limited supply on this. Hopefully we'll be able to run this throughout this evening and all day Friday. So they must give us a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. $535 includes your shipping cost for an AU $5 Liberty gold piece, along with a 1 ounce silver round.
All right. Well, so good, Molly. What else? What's next then?
It is good. It's a great little package. You get a free coin in there and a beautiful coins. I saw them, and they're just absolutely beautiful, nice white silver. Yesterday, we started on the pension plans, how Lou Plant, Treasury Secretary Jacob Lew, he said on Monday that he's going to begin tapping into the two government employee retirement funds. So it will give them more time before they have to face the prospect of dealing with the national debt.
Yeah, and what's interesting about that article, I'm trying to find it. I'm trying to find the text, but they came up and suggest that the default, I don't see it right here in front of me, but here it is. Other estimates say Lou may be able to forestall a default until as late as November. We're talking about a default on the government debt, right? As at least a possibility here. That is the rationale behind taking money out of government employee pension funds, retirement funds. Now, there are a lot of people who have taken jobs with the government over the years, and they would sit back and say they were just playing the system and what the heck, everything they did was legal, and that's exactly true. But the government has overpaid. There have been a couple of studies indicating that at the federal level, the average employee at the federal level is being paid double what he could earn doing the same work in the private sector. People are being overpaid to work for government. And that means people who aren't working for government are being underpaid. People who actually work for a living, who make productive contributions to the society in the free market, they are being overtaxed in order to keep our government employees in the style to which they've become accustomed. And there's been a gross inequality. There's been a situation where a lot of government employees can retire after 20 years of service, and they get to retire, while all the rest of the peons out there in TV land, you folks are going to keep working until you're basically 65 years old, and many of you are going to keep working afterwards. The government employees get to retire. Some instances, for example, the military, and we can say there's reason for this. 20 years in the military is more than anybody should have to deal with. There are policemen who have similar situations, but there's people that don't even have particularly dangerous occupations that are allowed to retire long before they get to 65, and they have a generous retirement that makes Social Security, which is left to all the rest of the chumps who don't work for the government, but actually work, the chumps, they're going to get Social Security if they get anything. Well, here we see employees of the federal government who have been overpaid during the time they've been there, at least according to some studies, and have an extremely generous pension system. We're finding that they are being looted by the very same government that they have worked for, right? And now they are going to take it, you know, in the neck, the same way the American taxpayer, the typical taxpayer, has been taking it in order to support these government employees. And I have to admit, I think the term that the Germans have is, I think it's Schadenfreude, where you take a certain secret pleasure in someone else's problems. I have to admit, I get a little bit of Schadenfreude out of the idea that we are seeing that the government employees are going to lose some or all of their pension. If the government has to loot government employee pensions now in order to avoid default, and they're going to, I don't care how they sugarcoat this, you all know that if they're taking money out of some pension funds today, they'll be taking money out of more pension funds tomorrow. There is no easy way that the government is going to be able to resolve its debt problem. There's no painless way for it to be resolved, and government isn't going to take the money out of government's supplies, out of government's wealth. They're going to say, oh, well, it's got to come out of the people. So people have to pay. Well, it's an illustration, fundamental idea we've pushed for years. What can't be paid won't be paid. The debt is too great to be paid in full. Therefore, the government will not pay all of the debt. They're going to try to skate around it one way or another. One way is to loot pension funds. Another way will be inflation. By means of inflation, they'll be able to get out from under some of the debt. But the debt is so great that they can't escape it completely, and they can't escape it for much longer. And when we finally hit that moment when government says, oh, guess what? We're out of Schlitz. Party's over. You better have some schlitz of your own, ladies and gentlemen. You better have some wealth stored in a form that government can't confiscate and can't diminish in value. And if you don't have it, you're going to have a very difficult time. As we are coming up to a point in time when it's going to be extremely imprudent, unfortunate, unwise not to have some savings. And of course, we're going to recommend that you make that savings in gold and silver. And that's not just a self-serving recommendation. It is the truth of the matter. And although the truth may be debatable today, I have little doubt that the time is fast coming when everybody is going to sit back and say, oh my gosh, you know, I could have bought gold when it was back around $1,400 an ounce. You're going to see it and wish to God you'd done it. What else, Melody?
You know, the money that they borrow from these accounts, they have to pay interest. I don't know what the interest on so far since the suspension took effect. They borrowed $300 billion. I don't know what the interest is on that, but who pays the interest? Guess who?
And the interest, because they've held interest rates down so low, the interest won't amount to much. But even if interest rates go up, they're just going to inflate.
Yep.
And they promise to pay the same way they're promising to pay Social Security. Social Security has walls full of filing cabinets with notes from the government where they've taken the currency that's been collected supposedly to support people in their old age, and the government has borrowed it, and they gave them essentially a government bond. It's, oh, yeah, cross our heart, close to die. Mm-hmm. You can count on us. We're the government. You can trust us. Well, Social Security has trusted government, and the moment is going to come when they're going to find out that was not sensible. And those of you who've contributed into Social Security over the years are quite probably going to discover that some considerable amount, a considerable percentage of what you had hoped for your retirement, you're not going to get it. You may get the numbers. Let's suppose you were supposed to get $1,200 a month. Okay, you're going to get $1,200 a month. That may happen. But it's only going to have $600 a month purchasing power after inflation as compared to the $1,200. You put in the money for $1,200 for this month? Yeah, you'll get $1,200, but it'll only be worth about half as much in terms of purchasing power as it was when you contributed. You'll get $1,200, but it'll only purchase $600 worth of goods and service, and that's if you're lucky. The whole thing is trembling, vibrating. We talked about this a little, touched on it at the beginning of the program. The whole system is beginning to just shimmer and shake, and you have to wonder, are we going to see a sudden catastrophic failure? And I'm looking around, and I'm thinking the answer may be yes. I can't say for an absolute fact. Don't know what's going to happen. But when you watch the events, you see the acceleration. Things are just happening quicker and quicker and quicker. It used to be we had a domino. You know, we had one of those chains of dominoes. And it was click, click, click as each domino fell, and then it tipped another one. And right now it's going click, 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 click. It's moving much faster, and I would bet that virtually everyone in the audience has a sense of the acceleration of events. And maybe it's subjective, maybe that sense is mistaken, but I'll bet you feel it. I'll bet you see it. And if we are right about that, it just points. We're getting closer and closer to a serious problem, and it may not be next year. It may be before the end of this year. Again, we've got a situation here. This article says other estimates say Lou may be able to forestall a default until as late as November. As late as November. November of this year. Where are we right now? May, June, July, August, September, October, November. We're talking about he may be able to forestall a default for 6 months. Maybe. As late as 6 months. Implication, you know, a lot of this stuff is a certain amount of, we'll watch and see if this is, how much of this is hyperbole and how much of this is reality. But nevertheless, there is a chance of a government default on debt as according to this article, no later than November this year.
You know,
it suggests we're coming to a climactic moment.
You know, what's interesting now is normally when we'd have this type of report where the debt ceiling was getting close to being hit and they'd have to go in and think about raising it, my gosh, you'd have the stock market down 200 points, you'd have gold up, you'd have immediate reaction. Now, since the end of the year, you know, this passes on, they borrow, no, it's just like, oh, well, no one cares. So what? It's not me. And it's like, again, I always say, maybe this isn't the best way of interpreting it, but I believe there's always actions and reactions. Mm-hmm. And we've had all these actions and there hasn't been any reactions.
And,
come. But the point is they're going to come, and they're all going to come at once.
Yeah, I understand. And when we're talking about actions and reactions, at least part of what you're talking about is the idea that gold is a hedge that people use in difficult times. And when we see there's going to be difficult economic times, people tend to protect themselves by gravitating to gold. When we see there's going to be difficult political problems, for example, in Syria or perhaps Iran or even Iraq, which is some people think is threatened with a civil war. When we see that, and we understand that it may impact the supply of oil, people sit back and say, oh my gosh, better get some gold. And yet, while the world is taking more gold, most of the world sees this. This is happening now. China understands what we're talking about. If we could, if Melody and I could speak Chinese, we would probably have about 100 million listeners. Because Chinese get it. They understand this thing is going down. You got to get your gold. All right, they get it. India understands. A number of other nations understand. The central banks of the world are purchasing more gold. COMEX is running out of gold. More and more people are taking gold delivery. Jim Willey wrote an article in the last week where he pointed out that there are bank runs that are taking place right now, just like they did during the Great Depression, with this exception. They're not bank runs down the street. There's not a run to speak of on worthless paper dollars. There are bank runs on gold bullion banks. People are taking all the gold they can lay hands on around the world. They are paying premiums in Asia. Some reports indicate they're paying $300 an ounce premiums in Japan. All right? Whatever the spot price is, they're paying $300 more. It's evidence of incredible growing demand, which is evidence of at least a consensus among a lot of people in this world that we are headed into a very, very difficult time, and you had better get ready. And one of the ways you get ready is you know, there's a bunch of things you can do. One of them is you get yourself some gold and silver. The world seems to believe that's the truth of the matter. I'm not saying the world is right, but here in the United States, we're sitting back as if gold is no more relevant than chemtrails. Yeah, there might be something going on there, but, you know, we have time. We can get back. Well, we'll be all right. We'll watch and see. But I don't believe that attitude is prudent. I don't believe it's wise. I think it'll be regretted before everyone is finished. What else we have, Melody?
We're just about going to a break. I had a client today tell me their financial planner, she went to pull her money out of her IRA, and he lectured her for an hour and a half. He threw a pen and a book on the table. She said he literally threw it and said, that's more valuable than your gold that you're going to be buying.
Mm-hmm.
Hour and a half. She walked away, and she didn't take her money out. And she called me, and we had a discussion, and, you know, she's going to go through with it tomorrow. But these people, they know how to intimidate.
Yep.
They know they're professional salespeople. They make their living. They can't trade gold. They don't make any money when people pull their money out and buy gold. They do not want you to have it.
It's in part because people, when they purchase gold, they hold it.
Exactly.
They make their money on the churn. Today, let's buy some General Motors. Tomorrow, we'll buy IBM. And the month and the day after that, we'll get something. And we'll get stock in Walmart. And they make a percentage every time you buy a new stock. People buy gold and they tend to hold it. And they only get, if they make any percentage at all, if the brokers make any percentage, that's one time. They can't churn the gold easily. It's been the best investment you could touch for the last 20 years. And yet, financial advisors say, no, we don't want gold. They're crazy. I'm Alfred Addis here on Financial Survival with Melody Cederstrom. We'll be back in a moment. Please stay tuned.
Stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs' emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on American Voice Radio Network and Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Hi, folks, I'm Alfred Addis here with Melody Cederstrom on Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver, 1-800-375-4188. All your gold and silver coin needs. What's next, Melody?
I believe we have a caller, Jim, from Fort Worth.
Hello, Jim.
Here I am. Hi, babe.
Hey, Jim.
You know me, don't you?
Well, Al? I don't know for sure which Jim we're talking to right now.
This is Jim from the old days. It's sure
the old days
to have you on the radio. And
yeah, I know who I'm talking to right now, the musician.
Gosh,
Drew.
I don't know how. I'm sorry, I can't hear you.
I was just saying, I'm talking to you're the drum player, true?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I know who I'm talking to.
Okay, I've got some information. In fact, the BS is hit the fan here. On Saturday when I was driving in the very neighborhood, there's 2 yard sales per block. They're just taking stuff out of the house to try to get some money. I went by a battery shop that's been open 40 years. They're shutting down. The air compressor guy that has been there 50 years says he's at 30% of normal. He's laying off people.
Yeah.
And I'm going to sell a lot with an RV on it and a truck, and I'm going to offer 30% discount for silver or gold. Am I going to run into problems, or is that a good idea?
I think it's a good idea. I mean, I'm not sure how many people, you know, it's hard to say, is that enough of a discount from some people's mind? I'm not recommending. I think it's a great discount, what you're offering. But I'm also wondering how many people are willing to part with their gold and silver under any circumstances right now. I'm looking at things, and I think the price is going to increase dramatically within the next 12 months, and we may see it a lot sooner than that. As crazy as it may sound, I'm beginning to suspect
that the price could double in the next 12 months. I'm not saying that's true. I'm not making that prediction, but I'm saying it is within the realm of possibility. It's not just fantastic, far-out talk. Could be. If it were true, then a lot of people are going to sit back. Don't want to part with my gold and silver right now. But it's a good thing if you can find someone who will sell for that, and you can collect gold and silver. I think you're doing yourself a big favor.
Good. I think your idea about a way to pollinate is a winner. I think you ought to be kind of a clearinghouse for the entire world to get behind that and submit ideas, raise money for it, implement it. I don't see any bees around here. The flowers, the plants, I don't know how they're pollinating, but I know it could be figured out, and you're brilliant to come up with a need and encapsulate it like you did. And if you got behind I believe it'd give you something to do and save the world. Anyway,
well, I don't know. It's not. It's just one of those things anyone can do. But it was. It's.
Yes, I think you're breaking up a little bit, but I believe I terminated my input, and I appreciate your service, sir.
Alrighty, folks, we're just having some technical difficulties here. Power went off, and that's all it takes to make all the disconnects go away. Frank is connecting with Al, so we should be on here in just a little bit. So I appreciate you standing by. We got about 10 more minutes left of the program. I'm just going to remind the folks of our Memorial Day special AU $5 Liberties and $535, and that includes shipping. I believe Al is back.
Yeah, I'm back.
All right.
Took a little trip for a while there, a little electronic trip.
La La Land, yeah.
Uh-huh. See, what we have here is, this is not evidence of me being a senior citizen. It's evidence of our connection being kind of a senior citizen. We have these senior citizen moments, and both personally and computatorially, if there is such a word. Jim was on the program for a moment. I don't think Jim is still there. Are you there, Jim?
No, he can't.
No. What we're talking about, at least a little bit, we're talking about the idea of pollinating plants. And I was just observed that I'm living up in a relatively remote area of Oregon, and we've had a beautiful spring. The trees are blossoming, and I haven't seen any bees. Now, there's other insects that I'm told by other people, there's other insects that can do the pollination. We'll probably be all right, but these trees should be swarming with honeybees, and they're not. And that's a danger sign that's taking place around the country, and it's evidence that we're going to need another system to pollinate these plants. And what I'd suggest back about 10 days ago is something like a drill, something you could hold in your hand like an electric drill, maybe battery-powered, and it's that spins a long shaft, something like a fishing pole. Put the thick end of the fishing pole in the drill, and up on the other end, you got something like a little feather duster. And you just spin that thing and work. You've got a 10-foot pole or a 6-8-foot pole, however long, and you spin that pole, and you gently go through the flowers, and you pick up a little bit of pollen and move to the next flower, and you're essentially pollinating the plants. And the only point I'm making, it does appear that we are going to run out of bees as a means to pollinate plants. And we're going to need a mechanical device to do it, or an alternative to the honeybees. And this is, and I just suggested people start thinking about this. And they're already doing it in China. In China, the pollution is so bad, it's killed all the bees. So they have Chinese people that are going up on ladders in the trees, and they're using something like little feather dusters, reportedly, although they're doing it by hand, and they're going from leaf to leaf, and now the Chinese are replacing the honeybees. Now, that's not going to be we can't do that in this country. We're not going to put enough laborers climb up all the fruit trees to handle these problems, but perhaps a mechanical device can be devised. And that's what Jim was talking about on the program. He thought it was a great idea, and hopefully someone is going to implement. What else have we got, Melody? Got 6-7 minutes left. What do we got?
Well, there's tons of scandals rocking around Washington. And, of course, the latest one is the IRS, Lois, who pleaded the fifth. And we haven't, this has been going all week. We have yet to touch on it. And now might be a good time to do it if you care to.
And did she plead the fifth as in the Fifth Amendment? Or did she plead for a fifth as in a fifth of scotch?
Probably both.
Congressional Oversight Committee.
I think it was both.
Give me a drink, damn it. I can't deal with all this stress. I need a fifth. If I'm going to deal with these people, I got to have at least a fifth to shore up my courage.
That's the only way.
President Obama, it's just it is more evidence from my perspective that President Obama has become already something like a lame duck. These scandals are breaking now, but they're not, they didn't happen just in the last, since President Obama was reelected. This has been going on for several years. It's just now coming out. The administration was, in my opinion, my suspicion, is that the Obama administration was strong enough prior to the election to keep a lid on these scandals. But since his reelection, and we had feared that he would grow more powerful, it appears his power is already waning. And the evidence of that is that these scandals are reaching the public. They're coming out in the mainstream media. And for me, it's just evidence Obama's already losing power. Now, it's too soon to say that's a certainty, but it's one of the implications. I look at this, and Lois Lerner, who heads up the Internal Revenue's tax-exempt division, plans to invoke the Fifth Amendment. This article was written on Wednesday, and this article was written on Tuesday, and the hearing was on Wednesday. She planned, and she undoubtedly has used her Fifth Amendment, and she says, I'm not going to testify on this. Why? Because she might incriminate herself. And her lawyer, this is interesting. Let me see if I can find the spot. He says she will also decline to say why she didn't disclose what she knew to Congress. And Lerner, according to her lawyer, has not committed any crime or made any misrepresentation. But under the circumstances, she has no choice but to take the courts. So she doesn't want to testify. She didn't do anything wrong, but she doesn't want to talk about whatever it was she did do. And this is in the administration that President Obama claimed would be the most open and transparent of all the administrations we've ever had in this country. Before he was first elected, that was part of his campaign promise. Boy, everybody's going to know everything. It's all going to be on the up and up. Well, you can all see if you pay attention to the news, this is one of the most sneaky and corrupt administrations we've ever had. What about Fast and Furious? What about here? What we see in the Internal Revenue Service?
Benghazi.
It's coming out. It may turn out that Obama is right. He may have the most transparent administration the country's ever seen. But it won't be because Obama and his appointees and officials and so on in his administration won't be because they voluntarily released the information. It may be simply because we live in a world where secrecy becomes increasingly impossible for everyone. All of our computers are accessible. I don't care what you've got and what protection you have. You cannot count on secrecy. It doesn't exist to a significant degree in the world, and this includes not just you and me and Melody. It includes the government itself. They can't keep secrets. Not for long. So we're seeing it. What does that mean? It means that people are going to understand how our government really works. They're going to understand what they're really up to, and it will not inspire public confidence. It's like that old joke about if you enjoy eating sausage, don't go to a sausage factory because you're not going to be impressed by the way they make the sausage. This is the same thing. We're going to be able to catch a glimpse of what government is really like, and as we do, a lot of people are going to be disgusted and appalled. And the day may be coming when Lois Lerner, for example, at the IRS, and restricting the ability of nonprofits, the Tea Party, that were associated with Tea Parties and conservatives. This would result in more than a slap on the wrist. Someone just might do time before this is all over, and the truth is there should probably be 20 or 30 people that do time, but at least somebody's going to take the rap, so we'll watch and see. It's going to be interesting times, and the rats, I suspect, are going to begin to desert the ship. I'm going to watch for that, but I think we're going to see people saying, I'm out of here. I'm going to go get a real job. I can't afford to work in the government anymore because it's too likely to end. I'm too likely to end up in prison. And I'm talking about high officials. I'm not talking about rank and file. Melody, we're about out of time. Anything you want to add before we close?
No. I think these are big distractions also on what is going on. And I always believe that everything is timed, and there's reasons why, you know, they've held it, and everything is coming out right now. And you know, everything that you said is absolutely correct. But a lot of distractions going on from what? You know, I think the biggest scandal is really the Benghazi. That's the.
I think the biggest scandal is the monetary system is going to implode.
This is yes.
I think that's what I think that's what everybody's
that's
trying
the biggest,
to steal.
That's the cover
it's
up.
Gonna
go that's
like
right.
A rat trap. It's going to snap, and there's going to be trouble that people won't be able to believe when it hits. I'm Alfred Addis. I want to thank all of you for listening here with Melody Cederstrom on Financial Survival. We'll be back tomorrow. In the meantime, may the good Lord bless you, me, Melody, and Frank, the producer. Bye bye.
Bye. Ain't it sad?
Still, there never seems to be a single penny left for me.
That's too bad.
In my dreams, I have a plan. If I got me a wealthy man, I wouldn't have to work at all. I'd fool around and have a ball.
Money, money, money.
Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Americans for Immigration Control is a leading national organization dedicated to reasonable levels of legal immigration and effective enforcement to stop illegal immigration. With more than 250,000 members and supporters nationwide, we are an effective voice for immigration reform. AIC stands up in Washington for the views of most Americans on immigration. We are the leaders in stopping recent legislation to reward 10 million or more illegal aliens with legal status and eventual citizenship. The late Georgia Congressman Charlie Norwood had this to say about us. AIC has earned a reputation among members of Congress as one of the most active and responsive advocacy groups in the field of immigration. Join AIC today. For more information, go to our website, immigrationcontrol.com. That's immigrationcontrol.com or call 540-468-2023. That's 540-468-2023.